Hi, this is Josh Ritter. You're listening to 101.5 UMFM. This is Tell the Band to Go Home. So sit back and pop open a cold one.
Hello, blackbird. Hello, starling. Winter's over. Be my darling.
Now my work is done. I feel I'm owed some joy. Imogene and Abelard, I'm your homeward boy. But there's another one that brings me to your door. And the boat she weaved from the tidal reeds was always tied to shore. With bright smiles and dark eyes, bright smile, dark eyes. Everywhere I went, oh, I was always looking for you. Bright smile, dark eyes. I'm looking for some peace, but it's so hard to find. Calamity Janes and the Steamboat Casanovas and darling Clementines. If she's your only one, then she is also mine. Just pin your heartbeat up against my heartbeat and you'll see how well we rhyme. For bright smiles and dark eyes, bright smile, dark eyes. Everywhere I went, oh, I was always looking for you. Bright smile, dark eyes. Man is only half himself, the other half is a bright thing. He tumbles on by local grace. Man is ever a blind thing. Oh, bright smiles. Dark eyes, bright smile, dark eyes. And everywhere I went, oh, I was always looking for you. Bright smile, dark eyes, smile, dark eyes. Dark eyes, dark eyes.
Remember back in Illinois, I found her, the lily of the valley, the lily of the west was a rose, the daughter of the biggest big town banker. He kept her like a princess, I stole her like the Fort Knox gold. She used to pour roses like it's going down the chimney. The bottle was on fire, the boiler was about to blow. She's up on the table when we hit Missouri, dancing with the movie man, he's holding her a little too close.
she was tied to the train tracks. I was up there with the extras, riding on a Tyrone. The villain on the left with the studio mustache, winking at Lillian, blowing kisses from the second row.
Looking forward to this for a long time, so thank you very much for coming.
If there's a more humble, down-to-earth, nice singer-songwriter out there, more genuine, more like you just want to love the guy. If there's someone better in all those regards than Josh Ritter, I don't know who it is, because I certainly haven't met him. But there's a few from Josh Ritter, and I don't know why we should play Josh Ritter all the time, because he's that darn good. Me and Jigs there from his live record, recorded live in Ireland. American kid, huge rock star over in Ireland, and here in Canada, nobody knows who he is. But we do, because we're cool. From his fantastic album, The Animal Years, before that, Lily in Egypt. And man, I love that record. If you don't have it yet, you should. And another one from the first Josh Ritter album I got, anyway, Hello Starling, Bright Smile. And I remember, you know, Josh Ritter was first in town a few years ago, opening for Sarah Harmer at the Playhouse. And back then, I was a little more ambitious than I am now, I guess. And I was seeking out new folks to have on the show for you guys. And, you know, I was curious about this Josh Ritter kid, so I made some inquiries to see if he would come down and do my show. I didn't really know what he was like at all. And brought him down here, and he was such a nice guy and so fantastic. And then went and saw him in concert opening for Sarah Harmer, and he just blew me away. He was super, super great. And saw him again at the Hillside Festival a couple of years ago, and then not too long ago at the West End for what is surely one of the shows of the year. And just a super nice guy. Josh Ritter, if you're out there, I think I love you. But I'm sure many people tell him that. During that set, I have some bad news for you. During that set, I got a troublesome phone call. Here in Canada, you know, there's the broadcasting regulator, the CRTC. They wield a heavy hand, and they, you know, they make all these rules and stuff, and we're supposed to follow them. And sometimes I don't. And sometimes it gets me in trouble. Someone from the CRTC phoned, and they said to me again, and they've done this to me before. I don't know if you recall, but they've done this to me before, where they phone and they say, Jeff, if you want to keep doing your singer-songwriter show, and we hope that you will, because we like your show, but if you want to keep doing this show, you're gonna have to not always play that pop music. You're gonna have to every once in a while play some of this guy, and you know, because I want to keep my show for you, for your sake. And not that I don't want to play this guy. I mean, this is one of my favorite songs of all time. We're gonna play it, but you know, the CRTC, they want me to play this guy every now and again, and darn it, that's just what we're gonna do. So here you go, by order of the CRTC. Here's a classic, brilliant, Stan Rogers.
For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. Westward from the Davis Strait is there, 'twas said to lie, the sea route to the Orient for which so many died, seeking gold and glory, leaving weathered broken bones and a long forgotten lonely cairn of stones. For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. 3 centuries thereafter, I take passage over land in the footsteps of brave Kelso, where his sea of flowers began, watching cities rise before me, then behind me sink again, this tardiest explorer driving hard across the plain. For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. And through the night behind the wheel, the mileage clicking west, I think upon Mackenzie, David Thompson, and the rest, who cracked the mountain ramparts and did show a path for me to race the roaring Fraser to the sea. For just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. How then am I so different from the first men through this way? Like them, I left a settled life, I threw it all away, to seek a Northwest Passage at the call of many men, to find there but the road back home again. For just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. Rise again, rise again, that her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. Those who loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Down last October in a pouring driving rain, the skipper he'd been drinking and the mate he felt no pain. Too close to 3 Mile Rock and she was dealt her mortal blow, and the Mary Ellen Carter settled low. There was just us five aboard her when she finally was awash. We'd worked like hell to save her, all heedless of the cost, and the groan she gave as she went down, it caused us to proclaim that the Mary Ellen Carter would rise again. Well, the owners wrote her off, not a nickel would they spend. She gave 20 years of service, boys that met her sorry end, but insurance paid the loss to us, so let her rest below. Then they laughed at us and said we had to go. But we talked of her all winter, some days around the clock, for she's worth $250,000 afloat and at the dock. And with every jar that hit the bar, we swore we would remain and make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Come on! Rise again, rise again, that her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. Those who loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. All spring now we've been with her on a barge lent by a friend. 3 dives a day in a hard hat suit, and twice I've had the bends. Thank God it's only 60 feet and the currents here are slow, or I'd never have the strength to go below. But we patched her rents, stopped her vents, dog patch and port hole down, put cables to her fore and aft and girded her around. Tomorrow noon we'll hit the air and then take up the strain and make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again.
rise again, rise again, that her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. Those who loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. To crumble into scale. She'd saved our lives so many times, living through the gales and the laughing drunken rats who left her to a sorry grave. They won't be laughing in another day. And you, to whom adversity has dealt the final blow, with smiling bastards lying to you everywhere you go, turn to and put out all your strength of arm and heart and brain, and like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again. Rise again, though your heart it be broken and life about to end. No matter what you've lost, be it a home, a love, a friend, like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again. Come on! Rise again, though your heart it be broken and life about to end. No matter what you've lost, be it a home, a love, a friend, like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again.
Rifles in the morning, turkeys in the grain, desperate boys in windswept fields running for a train. Skin-soaked revelation, whiskey before dawn, they won't be the same now the Carter's gone.
Drive-ins on the state line, that high and lonesome sound. Wake up on that hilltop and Carter's in the ground. Well, it makes you kinda hang your head and cry into the dawn, 'cause it won't be the same now that Carter's gone.
White doves in the hollow, I heard somebody say, nobody's ever gonna play those songs that way again.
And I drive through old Kentucky, tearing through the gear, trying not to think of him through all my bluegrass tears.
Put that guitar beneath the bus, I can't play another one. They don't sound the same now the Carter's gone. No, things will never be the same now the Carter's gone.
Hi, this is Willie P. Bennett. Tell the band to go home on 101.5 UMFM.
Midst of a full moon, the feelings were crazy. The wages of sin is trouble again, but still our actions rang true. She said, you hear so many stories, but the fool's lost out on the road, drifting from town to town and from young to old. I guess a rambler, hard to hang on to, but love is hard to hold. Push on, push on, push on, you weary every soul. If you've got trouble, or trouble has got you, there's only one thing you can do. Or love or money, see it through. Push on, push on, push on. I said, if I'd known it was gonna come to this, wrote down every word I said. I'd have memorized it most carefully and practiced in my head. But if you're going to follow your own path to come out right, if you get down on the street, you better come up tight. She said that love was an answer, some love to fight. Love to feel all night. Push on, push on, push on, you weary soul. If you've got trouble, or trouble has got you, there's only one thing you can do. For love or money, palm trees at midnight, searching for the one true love, trying to find a star in this night city sky, like looking for love in the whorehouse, brother. If you're going to follow your own path to come out right, when you get down on the streets, you better come up tight. She said that love was an answer, some love to fight. I love to feel alright. Push on, push on, push on, you every soul. If you've got trouble, or trouble has got you, there's only one thing.
My way in make a wish. I hope my dreams come true.
Saw you standing in the cafeteria line. I'd have given the world just to make you mine. Saw you at your locker in the high school hall, and didn't take a minute for my heart to fall. When you hear a sound like broken glass, that's my heart every time that girl walks past. When you hear a sound like the rush of just me catching my breath again. Saw you on the bus on the way back home. You were sitting so pretty, sitting all alone. Couldn't think of anything much to say, except I'll love you forever till my dying day. When you hear a sound like broken glass, that's my heart every time that girl walks past. When you hear a sound like the rush of wind, just me catching my breath again. Darkness to Abbey Road. When you hear a sound like broken glass, that's my heart every time that girl walks past. When you hear a sound like the rush of wind, just me catching my breath again. When you hear a sound like broken glass, that's my heart every time that girl walks past. You hear a sound like the rush of wind, just me catching my breath again.
Man, is there a better songwriter in Canada right now than David Francie? You just tell me who's a better songwriter right now in Canada than David Francie? Bet you can't do it. You know why? Bet you there isn't one. Broken Glass there. Man, I love David Francie. He's we started off that set with Stan Rogers, and I'm going to call David Francie the modern day Stan Rogers. Just so brilliant, and so beloved by not nearly enough people. And I mean, God forbid, please, you know, this is a horrible thing to say, but if David Francie were to die tragically like Stan Rogers did, I think people would hold him in the same regard, but it's too bad they don't do it now. That's all I got to say about that. Love David Francie. Such a great guy. Broken Glass there. Fred Eaglesmith before that, Thinking About You. I just threw that in. I just happened to throw this in my bag. It's a horrible soundtrack to what I'm sure is absolutely one of the worst movies of all time. I'm never going to see it, so I'm never going to know. But I got to thank Stu for hooking me up with this soundtrack, and that is the only reason why anybody should ever listen to this soundtrack. The movie's called Broken Bridges, and you can look it up and figure out why if you like, but I don't recommend it. Willie P. Bennett before that, another one of Canada's greatest songwriters. Unfortunately, probably not right now, because I don't think the guy's written a song in a decade, but I hope he does soon, maybe while he's off for a while. Apparently he's not coming to town when Fred comes to town at the end of June there. But who knows, maybe he'll heal up quick. He likes to be on the road, so you never know. Push On there from a great album that nobody owns. It's one of those ones that he hasn't re-released, and it's really hard to find, but there you go. It's called Take My Own Advice. Bill and Casey Chambers before that with a song that we'll send out to my buddy Carter. It's called Carter. It's written by Freddie Eaglesmith. And a song called The Mary Ellen Carter before that from the late great Stan Rogers, as well as the Northwest Passage. And once you know those two songs, if you hear them, you have to sing along. It's kind of the rules. So whenever I hear Northwest Passage, I just slip in there on the harmonies. Did you hear me? That's good. Yeah. Anyways, I think I got to take a quick break. We're just going to play maybe one, maybe two. We got to tell you about the folks at Candor. We got a spot here coming up from Candor. I haven't been back to Candor in a while. I don't know why. I'm saving up my money or something. Went there yesterday and hung out with Amanda. Lots of great stuff there. Go check them out. Candor, 390 Provence. You don't believe me? Here, listen to this.
Have you checked out Candor yet? It's only Winnipeg's best new independent book and music store, located at 390K Provence Boulevard. We have a fantastic selection of books, CDs, DVDs, gifts, and apparel to suit all your tastes and needs, with a strong emphasis on local content. Be sure to check us out on the web at www.myspace.com/candorshop to view our upcoming calendar of events and to find out about our great performer series featuring some of the best musicians from across Canada. Give us a call at 668-3655 for more information and for hours of operation.
Candor Books, Music, Apparel, and Gifts. Be loud and vocal. Be proud to support local.
Welcome back, folks, for the last little part of the show. And if you're looking to take a trip, you know, tonight, or perhaps you're listening to us in Southern Ontario, in which case, welcome. Good to hear from you. But if you feel like going to it on a little trip, you're going to have to leave soon, I think, because it's going to be hard to get there in time. But if you can make it tonight at Hughes Room in Toronto, there's a show going on that I would absolutely love to be at. I think it'd be absolutely brilliant. There's this guy in a place called Belleville, Ontario. Yeah, he's a teacher at something called the Centennial Secondary School. His name's Dave Reed. And Dave Reed is, although I've never met him, he's clearly a genius. He's a music teacher at this high school in Toronto. And what he does is he has the kids working on music that they actually like. They do these amazing concerts every year they'll get a great Canadian band or a great Canadian artist to come and hang out with the kids, and the kids will learn this artist's songs. And they'll do like a concert. And they've done a bunch of these things. They did a show with the Skydiggers. They did an amazing, amazing thing with the Rio Statics, where they reproduced their story of Harmelodia. And there's a great CD to go along with that. Anyways, this choir is just putting out this new CD. It's called The Great Canadian Vocal Music Project Volume 2, which kind of makes me wonder where my volume one disc is. But this thing features these high school kids doing covers of Blue Rodeo, Bruce Coburn, Feist, The Guess Who, Hawksley Workman, Michael Johnston, Neil Young, Rio Statix, Ron Sexsmith, Skydiggers, and Sloan. And it just sounds like a cool thing. So they're doing this show tonight. All the kids are coming down to Hugh's room to do this show. And playing along will be our old pal Michael Johnston, who's also opening the show. And he's gonna. I gave him some money last week, so he's gonna send me a CD. I hope if he just runs off with the money, I'm gonna kill him. But so hopefully we'll have that CD for you soon. But if you can make it, go to Hugh's room tonight. I'll even let you miss the last 15 minutes of the show if you can make it. But here's something from Michael. I think.
Time for rock.
Let's rock.
One, two, oh, one, two, three, go.
Katie went to Newfoundland, got herself a brand new plan. Working in a corner store, didn't want to see anybody anymore. Katie went to Newfoundland. She got what she needed there, a little bit of love in the ocean there. Midnight's in a crowded bar, they sing Stan Rogers and play guitar. Katie went to Newfoundland. She knew better than follow advice from an old forgotten friend. Can't hold back tomorrow to remember yesterday. Remembering when she played the game, racking up days, making a name. Oh, studying the book she always knew, there's no excuse like paying your dues. Katie went to Newfoundland with a number on her hand, clinging to a hope that spread out to a plan. Can't hold to remember yesterday. Accept it as the quiet type back home, so Marie, she's all right. Thing about change is it always can. Step out of a scene, start over again. Katie went to Newfoundland. Katie went to Newfoundland. Katie went to Newfoundland. Katie went to Newfoundland.
When the grandmother's face and her father's brown eyes, her own force and will to her mother's surprise, the whole look about her that says that she may, she lifted her arms and she floated. Floated away, floated away. She lifted her arms and she floated away. She don't give a damn what the other girls say. She lifted her arms and she floated away. Let me talk to your mother, she tried to confess. Go ahead, honey, and wear a white dress. Don't let traditions go stand in your way. She lifted
must come by this way. She lifted her arms and she floated.
Couple brand new things there from a guy named Mark Davis. You might know him from a band called Old Reliable. That one is called Saved by Radio. That one's from an album called Don't You Think We Should Be Closer? And before that, something called She Floated Away from an album called Mistakes I Meant to Make. And both those albums are brand new. And you can hear songs from both of those when Mark Davis plays at Candor next Saturday night, which should be pretty darn good. I think we'll play some more Mark Davis on Thursday on Still About the Radio. So check that out if you like. And something from Michael Johnston before that, Katie. And you're less likely to make it to see him tonight. But you can try. You can try. Only got a few minutes left, and Bluegrass guy's coming in. I think we're going to play... What are we going to play? I don't even know. That's not the right song. Not that one. How about this one? 12. Let's play. I love this song. I haven't played this one in a while. Here's Ray Bonneville.
Room.
in my mind. You're coming on strong. Same storyline plays on and on. I'm going back to Oxford town. I'm going back to Oxford town. I saw your face in the shape of a cloud, so far away, but near somehow. I long for you, but no reason at all. All been gone through for some time now. I'm going back to Oxford town. I'm going back to Oxford town.
Roll It Down is the name of the record. That is the great Ray Bonneville, and it was a great record, but it came out in 2003. Ray, what's going on? Somebody's going to have to go and see him this summer and find out. He's playing at the Stan Rogers Folk Festival. That's at the end of this month, June 30th and July 1st in Canso, Nova Scotia, and apparently that is a fantastic one. And he's playing the Ottawa Folk Festival as part of the Woody Guthrie tribute, I believe, along with Jimmy LaFave and Eliza Gilkison and Chris Christopherson, so that's a darn good place to go see him as well. And if you see him, find out, like, where's your new record, Ray, and how come you never come to Winnipeg? I don't know. That's about it. Anyways, that's about it. Bluegrass guys warming up out there. Looks like we're going to have some live bluegrass music here on the station, so stay tuned for that. I'll be back next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Tell the band to go home. Check out the website, which I haven't had time to update in a while, but it's still there, and there's still some podcasts up there and stuff, so go there. And while you're there, you can send me an email and say, hey, update your site or do something, you schmuck. And I will. Well, I might. So you can always send an email, jeff@telltheband2gohome.com, or check out telltheband2gohome.com, and there's a bunch of links up there, whatever. Thursday should be back on Steel Belt the Radio, and so that should be fun. So thanks for being here, and have an excellent week. Go out and enjoy some sunshine.